Hi friends, welcome to Let's Talk in English. Thanks for sharing your Saturday with us. I'm Pauline.
And I'm Peter. We talked about some fun things this week, and today we can review all of it together.
Peter, are you planning to do anything fun this weekend?
Yes, I am. Oh, wait, I need to help my mom out some more. She needs help with the garden after Mother's Day.
Well, that sounds like fun. I really like working in gardens. Maybe I should do that this weekend.
Great. You can go help my mom. Anyway, we have some great things to watch, but before we do, we can talk some more.
Okay, well, we had a lot of fun lessons this week, and on Saturday, of course, we get to watch them together again.
Well, we all know that smoking is not a healthy habit.
That's right, and we talked about e-cigarettes this week. We learned that they are not that safe either.
Well, no, they aren't, so sorry, I should have waited until we started watching our review. Anyway, we learned some interesting facts about e-cigarettes.
I did learn a lot in those shows. Let's see, we learned that e-cigarettes use a battery for power, but the batteries can be dangerous. They can explode.
Friends, do you use good manners? Do you treat others well?
Well, yes, of course I do.
Oh, then you must have been watching our shows this week.
Of course I was. We taught them together.
Oh, yes. And we both could practice being polite. My apologies, madame.
Madame? This isn't a history lesson, Peter. Anyways, we all learned some great words for food and cooking this week, too.
Yes, that smelled very good. I mean, it tasted very helpful. I mean, you know what I mean.
You mean we should review. Let's do that now.
It sure is a nice day, but look at those people smoking. That's too bad.
Yes, smoking is a bad habit. But some people smoke e-cigarettes because they think those are better.
No, they're not. They still put nicotine into your body. That can be a bad chemical.
True. Once you start putting it in your body, stopping is hard.
That's right.
How do e-cigarettes work?
E-cigarettes heat a liquid. The liquid turns into a vapor. People breathe that.
Is nicotine in the liquid?
Yes. Most of the liquid has nicotine, flavoring, and other chemicals in it.
Is there a lot of nicotine in the liquid?
Yes, a small bottle of the liquid has the same amount of nicotine as 200 regular cigarettes.
That's bad.
Hello, Dr. Nick. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Alex. I'm glad to be here. I want to talk about e-cigarettes.
I heard that they help people quit smoking.
They don't. The e-cigarette liquid has a lot of nicotine in it. It has chemicals in it that cause cancer, too.
Nicotine is the only chemical I know about.
And too much nicotine is bad for young brains.
Why is nicotine bad for young brains?
Because they are still growing. Nicotine isn't good for them.
What else?
Too much nicotine can make thinking and concentrating difficult.
I see. Well, young people like the flavors of the liquid.
I know, but they're getting chemicals with the flavor.
The batteries that e-cigarettes use for power can have problems too.
Yes, they can explode. E-cigarettes are just not safe.
Are you ready for today's meeting, Taylor?
Yes, Alex, but I'm not looking forward to it. Meetings are boring.
I know. many meetings last too long. People talk too much.
Yes, but we can still be polite.
I know. We can have good manners.
I do. I listen politely, and I don't look at the time on my phone too often.
I use good manners too. I usually listen at meetings. I stay awake.
Well, you do most of the time. But you interrupt people sometimes.
I know. That's impolite. People interrupt me sometimes. I don't like that.
No one does, so treat others well. Set a good example.
I try, but I'm not perfect.
No one is. Hi, James. You don't look very happy.
I'm not, Tina. I'm mad. Some people are so rude.
What happened?
A man was in the elevator. I ran toward it. But he didn't hold the elevator for me.
So you had to wait.
Yes, he wasn't very polite.
Did you yell or anything?
No, I didn't. I kept quiet.
I met a rude person this morning, too.
What happened?
I was waiting for my coffee at the coffee shop. A man bumped into me, but he didn't say excuse me.
That wasn't very polite.
And later, the same man walked right in front of me.
Did he say excuse me then?
No, he was too busy looking at his phone.
What are you thinking about, Tina?
Tonight's dinner.
Already? It isn't even noon yet.
I'm having friends over. I want to make a nice meal.
So, what will you make?
Something with chicken. But how should I cook it? I can't decide.
There are many good ways to cook chicken. Baking is one.
I know, but my oven isn't working.
You could also fry the chicken.
Fried chicken is tasty, but you use a lot of oil to cook it.
True. Too much oil isn't healthy. How about steaming the chicken then?
Maybe. That is healthier.
So is grilling.
Yes, I like grilled meat. Maybe I'll grill the chicken.
That sounds like a great plan.
Isn't it great to see all those lessons again? Friends, you really are improving.
Hey, Pauline, let's practice a few sentences. I'll use the word brain and you use the word breathe.
Okay, is someone smoking? I can't breathe.
Hey, very good. Well, we know smoking is bad, but e-cigarettes are too. They can even hurt young brains.
That's very true. If you are young and try them, then you might start a very bad habit.
Well, here's a question we can talk about. How do you stop a bad habit, Pauline?
Ooh, good question. Well, I think if it's something like cigarettes, you probably will need a lot of help stopping because it's very difficult to stop that. But asking for help is always a great start.
I think that's a great idea. Find a friend, tell them you want to stop a bad habit. Then the two of you can think of a plan. Then you follow the plan. Your friend will help you.
And we know that stopping a smoking habit is difficult. So friends, we want you to know that if you are trying to quit, we are very proud of you.
we learn about the word nicotine. What is that?
Nicotine is in cigarettes and e-cigarettes. It is very bad for your health, and your body can make a habit of wanting it. To stop is very difficult.
Now let's talk about manners. When you use good manners, you respect others. You think about their feelings.
That is important. Everyone can be polite and not rude. You can let others talk, listen, and don't interrupt. You can't talk all the time.
But what if someone is boring?
Well, you can still listen politely.
What if someone is rude?
Well, then you should yell at them. No, I'm just kidding. You should still be polite.
Good manners doesn't just mean you have to be, let people be mean to you. It is also just being thoughtful and trying to treat others well.
Saying excuse me is another way to show good manners. When you bump into someone by accident, you should say sorry or excuse me.
When you need to walk in front of someone, say excuse me too.
Do you think that it is difficult to be polite in a big city, Peter?
Yes, I do, but that doesn't mean you shouldn't be polite. There are more people, but we can still practice it more often.
Well, we are practicing English together today, but we do need to take a quick break, friends. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Let's talk in English.
Welcome back, friends. Hey, Peter, I'm mad.
Pauline, mad is like this. See, now I'm mad. I'm not even polite. I do not have good manners. So watch out, I might bump into you.
Oh, very good. You just used a lot of key words. Try using some words about cooking.
Oh, you can use many different ways to cook food. If you have an oven, you can bake food. You can fry food, too. Well, that takes oil, but that's not very healthy.
Well, we learned a lot about that this week, and we also learned with the help of some great features. So let's watch those together now.
Oh, hello, everyone. Welcome to Jack's File. This is Jack. I'm having trouble reading this magazine. The words are too small. I can't see them very well. Do you think I need glasses? I'm not sure. I think I'll go to an eye doctor. He or she can test my eyes. Then I'll know if I need glasses.
An eye doctor takes care of people's eyes. If you're not seeing well, go to an eye doctor. He or she will look at your eyes and ask you to take an eye test. Then he will tell you what you can do to see better. Some people are nearsighted. That means they can see things close to them very well. They can read newspapers and magazines with no problem. But they can't see things far away. Things far away aren't clear. Other people are far-sighted. They can see things far away easily, but they can't see things close to them. They have trouble reading the words on things. People who are nearsighted or far-sighted need glasses. Glasses can help them see more clearly. But some people don't like to wear glasses, so they get contacts. Contacts or contact lenses are small lenses that you put in your eyes. They help you to see better. Many people like contacts better than glasses. Some kinds of contacts you can wear once and then throw them away. That's good because you can't lose them. Glasses are easy to lose. So if you can't see well, go to an eye doctor. He or she can help you see the world more clearly, close up or far away.
Hi, everyone. How do you like my glasses? I can see you much better now. It's easier for me to read, too. I'm glad I went to see an eye doctor. You know, everyone should get their eyes checked every few years. And if you wear glasses or contacts, see an eye doctor every year. Well, I have to go now. See you next time on Jack's File, everyone. Bye.
What you know and what you do are an important part of you. What you think and what you say will help you have a better day. Have a happy, happy day. Happy, happy, happy day. Have a happy, happy day. Happy day. Help someone and give a smile. Give the whole world your best today. What you know and what you do are an important part of you. What you think and what you say will help you have a better day.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Question Time, a time to ask your questions and get some answers. Today, we're talking about manners. And here to answer our question is Mr. Eddie Kitt. Hello, Eddie.
Thanks for being on the show.
Well, thanks for inviting me, Rob.
Eddie, I have a question here from Isabella Ma of New York, New York. Can you help us answer it?
Sure, I would love to try.
Great. Isabella writes, my family is from Taiwan, but I was born in the U.S. My parents are taking me to Taiwan this summer to see my relatives. I want them to like me. What manners should I be careful about?
That's a great question, Isabella. When you go to a different place with a different culture, it is always important to learn about their customs and manners. You want to be polite.
That's right. So what is one thing that Isabella should be careful about?
Well, in Taiwan, it's very important to greet everyone, especially elders in your family.
That's true. So how should Isabella greet everyone? Should she call their names?
Oh, no, no, no. In Taiwan, you call relatives by their relationship to you.
Can you give us an example?
Sure. For example, if Isabella meets her father's father, she can call him Ye Ye. If she meets her mother's father, she can call him Wai Gong.
That's good. What if she meets people outside her family?
Oh, well, if it's a formal event, then she should address them as Mr., Mrs., or Miss, and their family name.
So, for example, my family name is Zhang, so she would call me Zhang Xianshen, which means Mr. Zhang.
Exactly. But if she's in a less formal place, for example, if she meets just her parents' friends, she can call them uncle or auntie.
Right. Uncle is 叔叔 or 伯伯, and then auntie is 阿姨.
Right. Exactly.
I see. Well, thanks for answering our question, Eddie. I learned a lot. I hope you learned a lot too, friends. See all of you next time on Question Time.
Oh,
Oh, hey, you must be the new guy. My name is Greg. What's your name?
Tim.
Oh, great. Hi, Tim. Are you from around here?
Yeah. Oh,
nice. Are you a fan of the Princes? You know, the, basketball team from the city. Maybe you don't watch basketball. What sports do you like?
Fishing is one.
That was a super sentence!
Super sentence, man. Oh, I am so glad you're here. I felt like I was talking to a wall before you came in.
Well, I am here because this young man just said today's super sentence. Something is one is the super sentence. Are you ready for some fun? What's your name?
His name is Tim.
Right. Tim. Well, Tim, now it's time for you to give me another super sentence just for fun.
No. No.
Oh, okay. No. Well, then what about you? Can you give me another one?
Oh, sure. I have visited many countries. Costa Rica is one.
I have visited many countries. Costa Rica is one. Great.
I've met a few shy people in my life and Tim is one.
I've met a few shy people in my life. Tim is one. Oh, I see. So you're just shy. Well, maybe you can say this with me. A super sentence every day.
A super sentence every day.
Will make your English great.
Will make your English great?
Nice job, Tim. Well, have fun, you two. I guess you both have a lot to talk about, huh?
Right. Well, it's great to meet you, Tim. And if you have any questions, just ask.
Why do you talk so much?
Those features are great. It is a fun way to learn our English. And we always get to practice here together. Hey, Peter. Do you ever steam vegetables?
Well, yes, of course. I like steamed broccoli. But have you ever tried making bread by steaming it?
What do you mean?
Yes, you can steam some kinds of buns and make them at home.
Really? So you don't need an oven?
That's right.
Wow, that's cool. I should try that sometime.
Although, now that we talked about fried food, I wouldn't mind some fried chicken.
Peter, fried chicken is like nicotine for you. I don't think you know how to stop.
You are right. I need to break this bad habit. No fried chicken. But friends, don't break your habit by visiting us. We'll see you again right here on...
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.